The last cabinet looked at it, the subcommittee looked at it and approved of it and sent it to cabinet. So after its approval and it's sent for gazetting, assuming it's sent for gazetting tomorrow, we have to wait for the stipulated time to mature before it comes to parliament. If we have to wait for that time, parliament would have recessed. So the state that it is in to be introduced in parliament. But then, as you do know, this is not a bill that can be considered under a certificate of urgency and be completed in one day. So the import of introducing it in parliament will be for the committee to be seized of it, so they can take it home, that is during the recess, do the necessary consultations, report back to us mid-May. So when we come back mid-May into when we shall adjourn again, which will be July ending, would have dealt with it. We've been on this for quite some time. A few issues. The important thing is that in this meeting, certainly, whatever it takes, the bill will be passed. Relates to creating an office, which may be an assembly point to receive all relevant information such that any citizen looking for the relevant information could go to the office and be served. Others are saying that that would be too Herculean a task to burden just one office with. So perhaps we can create an office that will serve the purpose of directions. You go there, you want some information, they will direct you to the relevant place to go and seek the information. The other matter relates to what information to qualify to be described as national security information. We must be very clear in our minds what it is, because the previous bill that we were dealing with, it became one of the sore points.
One point is that the RTS should cover those in the private sector. Does that not be addressed?
It depends on what information that a person is looking for. And so we have some pseudo state enterprises. Every person has the rights to his privacy. So if I'm not a public officer doing my private affairs, you come to me and tell me that because of the right to information, I should give you information. That is not what it is.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Osaichi Mensa Bonsu.
The Parliamentary Press Corps has added its voice to calls for the immediate passage for the Right to Information Bill. Information gathered by the group shows that the House will be debating whether or a central laboratory should be established for accessing information and which kind of information should be concealed from the public when the bill is laid in the House today. Dean of the Parliamentary Press Corps, Nana Jemaine Brinkron, addressed a news conference.
The PPC sincerely believes that as a group of journalists who cover daily proceedings of Parliament and a major stakeholder in the RTI bill, it won't be out of place if we urge Parliament not to cause any further delay whenever the RTI is brought before it for consideration and subsequent passage. The PPC is aware that even though the bill is yet to come before Parliament, the majority leader has assured the country that the bill will be passed before the end of the second meeting of Parliament. So with the same spirit of hope, we are urging Parliament to make haste and pass the bill when it's brought before them. We are fully aware that two main issues need to be considered when the bill is before Parliament. One, the issue of considering whether the country should have a central laboratory where those seeking to access the information can go there, or whether there should be a reference center where those seeking the information can go and be directed to certain places for the required information. Two, the kind of information that should be made available to the citizenry seeking for the information, because some information needs to be classified because of security purposes. Now, we believe that when all this have been addressed, the executive and the legislature have no excuse to pass the bill.
Dean of Parliamentary Press Corps, Nana Ajemai Brinkrine.